And now, the Goldbergs. Dr. Cater's been acting quite strangely of late over Orianne. His attitude makes no sense by ordinary human standards. He's worried, insulted, persistent, cynical, sentimental. For a psychologist, he seems to be in need of a course of self-analysis. Well, tonight, Rosie Goldberg has been trying to write a composition on her powers of observation. And her powers have suddenly increased with respect to Dr. Cater, Jr.
You're going to go with me, J.D.? You're going to walk over with me, dear?
Why must you walk over?
Why must I walk over? Because the child is over by Dr. Cater's father. And Dr. Cater, Jr. was here at Eddie's wife. And then he's a little disturbed that David is still over there. And then Orianne and Mr. Ray is not home yet. And the contract and everything. The evidence is taking a little more time. And it is getting late.
All right. So I'll go.
Oh.
So there's my mechanism now.
Is all there a mechanism? The family gets Papa's mechanism, huh?
Where is it?
Put away the book, can I, and I'll tell you.
You want me to go with you, Ma?
You're doing your homework, dear, so do.
What do you want, Ma?
I want Papa's mechanism.
I'll get it myself.
See, Pa, I'll get it.
Never mind, I'll get it myself.
I'll walk over for David.
Don't walk over for David. Why did you suggest before? Now you tell me walk over for David? I want a little air, nevertheless, anyway.
Come as we are going.
Yes, see. I'll just put a kerchief on my head.
Put on a hat, not a kerchief.
You want to hear my composition before you go?
When do you come back?
Why will you come back, J.D.?
Of course, I'm sending you my mechanol.
The child wrote the composition. She worked so hard on the composition. I mean, how does it look? How long will it take for her to read it, please?
I thought you was in a hurry.
You want to hear it?
Yes, Dolly, yes. Yes, old lady, come here.
Mama.
Come here, sir.
Ma, did you see my book anywhere? I just had it.
Your book?
Yes.
So take your eyes, my dearie, and then look, and then you'll find the book. What was the book?
Where
the
book.
Here's the book.
So what am I sending with my coat on? That we are going to listen to compositions now?
Please, so what if you're standing with your coat? So what? So open your neck, and you wouldn't be hot. Well, Rosalie. Come then.
I was just changing the title.
Give me a chair, please.
Don't you want to hear it, Paul? I can wait until you come back.
I'm listening. Let me hear.
Don't you want to hear it, Sam?
Oh, I'm listening. What do you call it? The doctor's dilemma?
No, not the doctor's dilemma.
So don't start. I haven't got the time to back with the forward talk. Now, don't start. Sam said doctor's dilemma. Let the doctor's dilemma. No. So let me hear. What do you call it?
I call it observations on the mystery of human behavior.
How?
Observations and the mystery of human behavior.
Wait, listen.
That's right. Let me hear a sentence.
Go on.
What are you laughing about?
Who's laughing?
Stop already, but who's laughing, Coon? Who's not laughing? Who's laughing? Who's making faces? Who's laughing? No, Rosalie, please, let me hear a sentence already. Open your code, Jay.
I'm open. So well?
Human behavior is one of the great mysteries of human life. And much more difficult to understand than the movement of the stars or other natural sciences.
Ma!
What am I sending with my coat about?
Sammy, please. You told me to write about Dr. Cater, didn't you?
Oh, is this about Dr. Cater?
Yes, it's about Dr. Cater.
Oh, well, that's different. I thought it was observations on the mystery of human behavior.
Ma! Sammy,
what did I do?
I'm not going to read it. I don't want to hear it.
Please.
Jake, please. Don't take me. There is a certain subject that I belong for you.
All right, yeah.
When she's observing the mysteries of human behavior, tell her to observe, but within her age, not beyond it. Tear it up.
Mom, why should I tear it up?
I said tear it up.
Well, what should I write about?
Write about Seymour.
Mom.
Don't take me. If you're going to Dr. Cater's house to get David, let's go.
I suppose we'll never find out what Rosie was trying to write about, but we certainly can see what she should be writing about if it's the mystery of Dr. Cater's behavior that she's interested in. Even Dr. Cater's father is interested in the mystery of Dr. Cater Jr.'s behavior. And right now, Dr. Cater Sr. is watching little David try to keep awake as he waits for Orianne to come to fetch her son.
Lie down, David. Go to sleep. Tu prends David. T'en vas. Tu es bon garçon, mon fils. Tu connais ce que tu as dit de rester éveillé? Bon garçon. Sors-toi. Écoute. L'horloge. Bon garçon. Chris?
Sorry, I've been here.
The boy is sleeping. No. Let's go inside.
I wonder where she is.
All right.
What are you so worried about, Chris?
The boy is asleep. She's all right.
Fine. No worry.
Well, take your coat off and sit down. You've been running to the Goldbergs and back all evening.
I only went twice.
Well, the evening hasn't been so very long.
It's been longer than most.
Smoke a pipe.
Too slow. I'll have a cigarette.
There you are.
Yep.
How come you came down from the city tonight, Chris?
Oh, I don't know. Just in a moment.
Oh, to your old father?
I'm getting fed up with that practice of mine. I'm tired of treating neurotic women.
I'm tired of treating sore throat.
Well, a sore throat is human. A neurotic woman is a problem in animal psychology.
You're the down on women, aren't you, tonight, Chris?
You know, Dad, I'm beginning to believe that women were made from an extra rib. And a rib in theatrical language is a joke on someone. And woman is a joke on man. She is. 2 cents that specialize in dog diseases.
Oh, Orianne isn't that bad.
I don't recall mentioning Orianne.
Didn't you? Excuse me, my boy. I must have misheard.
I hear with this poor woman. I mean from the point of view of a little boy. Alone in the world, without a job. And I go out of my way to get her a wonderful position in the hospital as a receptionist, and she turns it down to go into partnership with an ex-swindler.
Perhaps she likes the chicken business.
Oh, sir, imagine her going around a hotel. Would you like to buy some chickens today? Leghorns and so-and-so and so-and-so. So much for pound.
I don't see anything wrong in that.
You can't compare it with the job I offered.
Not from your point of view.
I don't recall saying anything about my point of view.
Well, didn't you? I must have misheard.
It's the second time you heard me say something I didn't say.
Oh, I'm getting old.
Ah, so am I. It's the sense of irresponsibility that gets me. Now, here's the woman whose main responsibility is that charming boy. And she's gallivanting about with this Mr. Way while she depends on us to take care of a boy. It's ridiculous.
He's in good hands.
Well, I know that. It's just her attitude.
Yes?
It's the cheek of it. What right has she got to expect that people will help her?
None.
But they do. That'll teach me a lesson. I'm not going to worry about her anymore. It's all Mrs. Goldberg's fault. She got me mixed up in this.
Chris, tell me something.
What that?
Chris, as one doctor to another, in what mental aberration does a person lose all sense of humor, all feeling for reality, all sense of proportion? In what disease does a person's sense of himself get increased beyond all normal expectation?
Paranoia.
You're sure?
Typical symptom.
Funny. I thought it was another disease.
Paranoia.
Funny. And I thought it happened only in love.
Love? What? Sure you're not subject to delusion?
How about you? There's not even the shadow of a smile on Dr. Cater Sr.'s face as he looks at his son. But the long and eloquent pause says more than any words could.